wonderful and caring friends, welcome to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Reflexology is a healing science which is based on the principle that there are areas on the foot known as reflex points that are connected through the central nervous system to all the glands, organs, and other parts of the human body. By the application of pressure to these points, illnesses and physical issues can be alleviated or cured. Reflexology can also include applying pressure to the hands or ears to gain similar results. It is believed that reflexology was first practiced by the Egyptians. Evidence for this comes from ancient hieroglyphic inscriptions dating back to 2330 BCE that were found on a pyramid in Saqqara, Egypt. These writings describe this healing system. It is thought the method was spread throughout the Western world by the Roman Empire. On our show today, we will be learning specifically about a reflexology technique developed by Father Joseph Uexter. Father Joseph was born in Switzerland in 1940 and is credited with reviving the practice of reflexology throughout Asia. He is a Catholic priest who was sent to the beautiful island of Formosa, or Taiwan, by the Missionary Society of Bethlehem. He has remained on the island for more than 30 years and healed the sick there with his touch while at the same time carrying out his priesthood duties. He has taught his system of reflexology called the Rosure Healing Method or the Father Joseph's Method of Reflexology to students in Taiwan, China, Japan, South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Zambia, and Bolivia. Over the years, he has trained over 10,000 people in this art of healing. Father Joseph graciously agreed to speak with Supreme Master Television about his important work.
Already some 4,000 years ago, the Egyptians and the Chinese have studied the relationship between reflex zones to the body. For example, the Egyptians have found out that in our feet we have some kind of a mirror picture of the whole body, that the two feet contain the message of the whole body. It's presented here through putting all the organs into our two feet according to the arrangement in our body. For example, on top you find the head. So in your big toe or in your thumb, you can stimulate all the reflex zones of your head. If you have a headache, you immediately can find the sensitive spot and stimulate it and get rid of your headache. And here we draw the shape and color of the different organs in our body. Here the eyes, and then on the fourth and the fifth toe, in the root of the toe, we find the reflex zone of our ears on both sides. One on the right and one on the left. And then going down, we find the reflex zone of the lungs. And then further down, the stomach, the duodenum, the large intestines, and the small intestines. And here on the left side, it's also one part of the lungs, is the reflex zone of our heart. We have our heart on the left side. And below the heart, we find the spleen. And on the right side, we find the liver and the gallbladder. And then, since we have two kidneys, one on the left side and one on the right side, these are the two kidneys. This is the pancreas. And then it's going down, showing where our small and large intestines are and how they look.
Father Joseph explained that a variety of diseases can be cured using reflexology, including diabetes.
If we find a spot which is different from the other part, then we can touch and move closer, move deeper into the reflex zone and find out if there is any reaction material. And the reaction material will show us, for example, if somebody has too much sugar, diabetes, then in this part, in the pancreas, there will be some parts swollen. that tells us that there is a problem here. And if we stimulate these swollen parts, it will be painful. And if we continue working on those parts, the swelling will disappear slowly. And as soon as they have disappeared, we are sure that diabetes is gone. We try to do holistic work. That means, since we want to cure a person, to make the whole person more healthy. That's how reflexology works.
In 2007, Father Joseph Uexter and Dr. Eugene Ching, the former chairman of the Foot Reflexology Association of Taiwan, jointly authored a book called Father Joseph's New Foot Health Method. The text contains over 200 illustrations. A new reflexology method is described in the work. The fresh approach seeks to make the patient more comfortable during treatment and also takes a holistic view of healing.
With the old method, we started with the kidney and bladder. But afterwards, we found out that the master gland in our body is in our head. That's why we start with the big toe and stimulate it. Because the master gland will direct the whole body. Now we are doing a comprehensive treatment. We work the whole body. We work on all parts. Because you are something like a small universe. And if you have a problem with your nose, this problem with your nose is connected to your whole head, is connected to your breathing system, is connected to your kidney. So we have to work on all parts to get rid of that problem. So we call it comprehensive treatment. And then we used the theory of yin and yang and the five elements. These are the biggest changes of our new method.
We'll now pause for a moment for some brief messages. When we return, we will continue our discussion with Father Joseph on the benefits of reflexology. Welcome back to Healthy Living, where today's program is featuring Father Joseph Uexter, a Catholic priest originally from Switzerland who now lives in Formosa or Taiwan and is said to be responsible for the revival of the practice of reflexology in Asia. Father Joseph received a doctorate from the World Health Organization's, or WHO, Medicina Alternativa Institute. He continues to share the benefits of reflexology by training others in this art and has helped cure and comfort thousands of people. In fact, the pebble paths that are a feature of some parks on the island were inspired by Father Joseph. He once asked patients to walk barefoot on pebbles on a nearby beach at a time when he was ill and thus not able to treat them. Now let's find out more about the Chinese philosophical concept of yin and yang, and what role this idea of complementary opposites plays in Father Joseph's style of reflexology.
Every element has a yin and a yang, a positive and a negative. For example, these are the reflexions of our eyes, and it's expressed in the color green. So the Chinese tell us if you have a problem with your eyes, then you must look for the mother of your eyes, and you find the mother for your eyes in the liver and in the gallbladder. That means, if you have a problem with your eyes, then you must work on the liver and the gallbladder to solve the eye problem. And here, you have yin and yang, the liver and the gallbladder, expressed in the green color. And for example, the white color, this is the metal element. If you have a problem with your lungs, then here you find the reflexion of the lungs. But this is only yin, and then you have to look for the yang. And the yang you find in your large intestines, the whole area with the color white, expresses the metal element. So if you have, for example, asthma, it's not enough just to work on the breathing system, you also have to work on the large intestines to solve the problem. At the beginning, that was my difficulty. I could hardly get rid of asthma. But as soon as I learned about the yin and yang and the five elements, I realized that I must not forget to work on the large intestines. And then it was much easier to get rid of the asthma problem. And there are other colors here. For example, the red color. That presents the heart. If you have a problem with your heart, then you also have to work on the small intestines. And the window of the fire element, the opening of the fire element is in your tongue. So if you have a problem with your heart or with your small intestines, it also shows up on your tongue. That's the theory of the five elements.
Father Joseph sees great potential for reflexology as a treatment method to be learned and practiced by everyone, particularly by those living in developing countries.
My dream is that reflexology enters every family. So in every family there is one member who learns reflexology to help the whole family. For example, if the husband knows reflexology and the wife doesn't feel well, he can immediately work on the feet of his wife. Or if a child has a cold or a headache and the father knows reflexology, immediately he can work on their feet. And for people who don't have money, for me this is so important. Reflexology especially belongs to people who are very poor. That's the reason why I went to Bolivia and I went to Africa, to the poorest countries, to teach reflexology, because they can't afford medication. In Zambia, somebody told me, "I'm so happy, now I can help my family without spending any money. I just have to work on their feet to improve their health and to help them, to give their lives more meaning." And I think reflexology is a way to change other people's life, to make it more beautiful, to more meaningful. And for that, I really think God has given me a wonderful gift, and I want to pass it on to everybody.
We would like to convey our gratitude to Father Joseph for talking with us and explaining how reflexology can be instrumental in helping people feel their best. Thank you for your noble company for this episode of Healthy Living. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May you be blessed with vibrant health and happiness.